joining me on KRDO's Afternoon Newsline on a very, very impactful day here for all Coloradoans, City Councilor Andy Pico. Hello, Andy.
Hi.
Welcome to KRDO's Afternoon News, and I appreciate your spending a couple of minutes with us today. There's only one place to start, and we've all been listening to the news that Governor Polis issued a statewide stay-at-home order. Your thoughts?
Well, I was kind of surprised. Taken by surprise is hardly enough, but I think it's a little bit overreaching and premature because, you know, I'm looking at the Colorado Department of Health website and their daily reports, and hasn't accelerated. In El Paso County, and about half the counties are well below the state average, and about half the counties don't have any. So I was a little surprised to see it statewide, particularly just a couple of days after he said he wasn't going to do that.
And we heard from our own mayor day before yesterday, who spoke in terms of not wanting to implement a local stay-at-home order at this point, as he didn't view the situation quite as seriously. And now here we are under a statewide order.
Yeah, it came as a surprise. I mean, we were talking about that just yesterday. And I think there's a difference when you look at the data county by county across the state is very different. And so a broad statewide seems to be a little bit more than necessary. Obviously in the city we'll comply, but I was very much taken by surprise. Wasn't what I was planning to talk about today, but it's certainly the top of the news at the moment.
No doubt. And I know it is a bit early to ask, but initial response from the city in terms of how it is going to have to adjust and adapt?
The mayor's statement says that, you know, we don't have the physical order. We don't know the details are in it. And we will figure that out when we actually have something to work with. At the moment, we just have what he said on the press conference, which wasn't very detailed. So there are a lot of particulars about what will be exempted and what will not be, and we don't have that information yet, and we'll just have to sort it out when we get it.
In these instances, Andy, are you expecting that there'll be some special meetings called of the council?
I would expect that. I mean, we've already kind of set up to do a regular couple times a week video teleconference. As you may realize, that we did move to video teleconferences. In our last council meeting yesterday, was a mix of people in the council chambers, as well as about half of us on video teleconference. And we're planning to do more of that. We have been working video teleconference. When I say much broader, a number of us have been on video conferences with a number of the state agencies on different subjects, and we've been doing that now ever since this first broke. So we've been moving in that direction so we can continue to do what needs to be done, and I expect we'll have a lot more of that.
All right. City Councilor Andy Pico, thank you for your thoughts and at least initial reaction to the governor's stay-at-home order. We will reach out, of course, to Ted Skrobak and see about arranging a visit here in the next few days to get an update from you and kind of get a sense for how the City Council is rising to this new challenge and responding. Thank you for all you do for all of the citizens of Colorado Springs, Andy.
Thank you. You're welcome.